Hello, everyone. You are tuned in to Revolution Radio. Yes, this is Montiel. And if you are here right now, well, you have tuned in to the Truth Teller Network. Yes, that's right, baby. It is pertinent that I come to you today with the realness. Okay. What we go by, what we have learned, may be an ignorant place right now. And when I find out something, when I know something, I come to you so that you may come out of the darkness into the marvelous light, honey. Okay? It's important to be enlightened. And this is a journey that we embark on with our heads held high. That as soon as we realize, we go ahead and turn it around and do what is right. Okay, babe. So, while you're on this journey, be enlightened. And I am more than glad to be enlightened by you. We all have a different path. We have all walked a different journey. And hey, them is some rocks that come up on that path. But honey, you better kick some of them rocks off your path that are set up to deter you. Okay? Knowledge is the same as the kick. When you get that knowledge, that's the kick on them rocks that were the ignorance. Kick that ignorance to the side. Come on, be lifted. Lift it high. Yeah, that's the name of this work of poetry that I have for you today. I am a semiotic linguist. I care about meanings. I care about symbols. I care about relating to the expression of who you are, that your authenticity can be shown, that it can be something you don't have to prove, but that it is respected by you, you alone. And as you are confident in who you are and who you're created to be, stepping out to step into your destiny, yes, your best true self, you do get the respect and concern and validation you need. All right? So, the poem that I'm reciting today is entitled, Lifted Scoping. We lifted and scoping. Lifted high, scoping another level. Living, loving, learning as the enemy of the blue-eyed devil. Not the one disgruntled, walking away from the scuffle. Looking right now, at a meal in a duffel. Ill-got gain, baby boy, they gon' cuff them. Human services lines, truth disguised, who's the bluffer? Mama made $8 too much. Mama worked all night long so she could feed us. Red 40, yellow 5, flavorful snacks and stuffums. Latch key kids, daddy don't know how to show that he do love them. Embedded cynicism, made to feel the shame of the blame. Feet too big, pants too low. Ask your mama's daddy where that come from. Styles, ways, traditions, taken up in ignorance. Oh, what they yield to, what you under. Don't succumb, don't give in. Oh, it's amongst the sad ignorance we are reliving slavery. As a pun, please, sir, pull your pants up. Woo! All right, y'all. So, let me get into this. I got to explain something to you. I got some explaining to do, because this is not funny. I believe, if not the majority, but almost all of these young men walking around here, their pants were on their butt, actually below their behind. Oh, baby, hold up, wait a minute, I don't think you know where it came from. I don't think you realize what you're living in. The ignorance is not funny right now, y'all. The ignorance is not bliss. Okay, I'm coming to you with this because I would like you to understand what respect for yourself is. R-E-S-P-E-C-T. Woo! My, oh my. So, you know how I come with it. I have to give you the real story. The real reason why we look real dumb right now. It's a pun. Oh, it's a pun to that blue-eyed devil right now. You wearing your pants around your ass. Okay, baby. So, here's the sad truth. But it's the real truth. Back in the day, when they wanted to make sure that these black men, these African, these indigenous Americans, because you know, we was here before Columbus. But anyway, that's another podcast. So, the people, the master, the taskmasters, they would go about their ways to degrade, to control, to permeate the man's soul, the colored man's soul and dignity would be taken, that his presence would be shameful to both himself and his woman and his children. And they went about this very circumspectly, look that word up, oh, very seriously, very predatory. It was predator style right now, okay? So the women and children would be forced to watch their dad or husband or man be raped by a man. And after that was done, to show that he had been what we call broken in by the master and his helpmates, the man would have to wear his pants below his ass, below his behind. Did you know that? Please tell me that if you know that now, and you didn't know before, but you know now, that you will immediately pull your pants up, baby. There are things out here that are a joke to these people. I have so much to talk to you about, and the poems I've written stuff about, so you can be enlightened and be for real out, you know? And don't turn around and feel dumb. Don't turn around and be embarrassed. Just know who you are. And that you must prove in this day and time that you are a man of respect, dignity, honor, morality, and moral conscience. That you will do the right thing for the brothers who were made to be shamed and made to be a disgrace and made to feel less than. You have a chance to change that around for the generations that had to go through such a evil, right? That's why I was calling them blue-eyed devil now. Okay? Because anyone who would try to disgrace another human being in that manner, right? And I'm beginning on the nitty-gritty with this stuff. Because it's not taken lightly to me that my people walk around perishing for lack of knowledge. Okay, so if you didn't know about that, you can look it up. But who would ever think to, what, Google that, right? What? Oh, well, you'll find it. And that's the sad part. Okay? I talked about that. They cut their nose off to spite their face. So if you can look up any stupid thing, right? You can look up something that's for real as well. Look up to see what you might be ignorant of. That would help you realize there must be a reason they have tried to destroy our hearts, souls, and minds. Okay? And this is not an anger. I call this Revolution Radio for a reason. Because I stand up for the truth that set us free from us perishing and them still laughing while we're going straight down to the pit. We're the original ones who had the ancestry that they claim to be. Okay? We are the Hebrews.
The Jews. Come on now. Y'all gonna have to wake up here. They're trying to hide everything, and it's real out here. Y'all have to wake up, my friends. So I love you very much. And however you feel after you get off of my podcast, write down how you feel and get it out. Because I do talk about things that are deeply woven to a serious soul murder. Serious hurt, pain, and disgust. But you are the one who can be that change you want to see. Turn it around for good, baby. Turn around what you learn for good. Be the opposite. That's why I tell my young men. I got 3 young men I'm raising. By the grace, bless their fathers. But I'm saying, know who you are and what you could change. This is a new day. Somebody lied to you, honey. Lied straight to you. And it wasn't even in your face. And you still believed them. Find out for yourself. Quit running hither to and hither fro and everywhere. And they tell you which way to go. Find out for yourself what is really going on in this world, baby. Be not deceived. Oh, because they laughing. And you are mocked. I love you. I come to you in a way that you understand that the truth is free. And edification takes facing it. Like I said, get that paper, get that pen, put it to the page, and write it down. Face what you need to face. You want to keep your mind right? Write it down. Get it out. I love y'all very much. This is Revolution Radio. We are the Truth Teller Network. Yes, we tell the truth. We show love. We're loyal to giving life. All right. I mean, well, I know a lot of people might feel like this is a negative thing going on, but let me tell you something. The only way I ever got better was being able to express what had truly been the root. What's the root to the problem? And then there's a solution. I'm not going to come on here and tell you about something and then leave you with it. The solution is write it down, get it out, and change your life. Change your heart's desire. What do you have to gain from what you learned from the past that was put upon us? What do you have to gain from what remains? You remain. You're the remnant. Show proof of who you are respectfully. I love you very much. I'm gonna get out of here. Be blessed.